literally 100% of the time, people got out of that plane with just the biggest smile and joy that I've ever seen.
One, two, three, four. Welcome, everyone, to the Gifts and Go Spotlight, where we shine brightly and put a spotlight on campaigns that are making an impact all around the world. Thank you for tuning in to this next edition. Super excited to talk with Kurt here about his campaign, what he's doing on Give, Send, Go, the amazing work that he has. In our little chat before we got to talk a little bit, we were both in the Navy together. It actually sounds like at around the same time frame we were in. So Kurt, why don't we kick it right off with you telling us a little bit about who you are and what you're fundraising for, and we'll discuss this super cool venture that you're on.
All right. Well, thanks, Jacob, and I appreciate the opportunity that you've given here, and I appreciate your site and the capability that you bring. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
My name's Kurt Muller, and my nonprofit is called Tribute Aviation, and our idea is to kind of try to reach out to some combat veterans, but really any veterans and first responders and police officers, people that have been exposed to trauma, might be suffering PTSD or reintegration issues. And the way we do that is through kind of an experiential therapy is what it is. So we'll take the veteran up in a old World War II biplane, a Stearman, PT-17, made in 1941 by Boeing. And it's just, it's really just a great thrill for them. And it's a very visceral experience. I mean, it really, when you're out there in a biplane, you're feeling the wind in your hair, you're smelling the exhaust and the oil from the big radial engine, and the noise is there, the wind of the engine, and it's just wow. A very great experience for people.
It sounds like an amazing experience. So you set up, you created, you're a military veteran, you were a pilot in the Navy.
I was.
Yeah, why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, I was a naval flight officer, so I was a navigator on the S-3 Viking, which is an anti-submarine warfare aircraft. And but I love flying, so I was also a general aviation pilot as well. And I'm currently a professional pilot with FlexJet, so I fly business jets in my day job, if you will.
Really?
When I'm not doing this, yeah. So. That's
super cool. So you have a passion for flying, obviously. You've been doing it now for a long time, and you decided, hey, there's something thrilling. There's something, just the intangibleness of getting up and experiencing being in the air. And you saw the value of that and said, how can I take this experience I have and what I know and actually make it a benefit to people and people that have gone through trauma, specifically military veterans and first responders. And so you created a nonprofit, and you said it's called Tribute Aviation. How long has that nonprofit? When did you start that?
So yeah, that's exactly right. The nonprofit officially has been started in February of this year.
Oh, so very recent.
Very, very recent. And it's been kind of in my mind has something to do for a little bit over a year, about a year and a half, okay. I guess. And the way that happened was I've flown a Stearman with two different organizations, the Commemorative Air Force and a museum in Virginia Beach called the Military Aviation Museum.
Right.
And in flying that plane, I would give rides. And those are to support those organizations. And what I noticed on those rides is that literally 100% of the time, people got out of that plane with just the biggest smile and joy that I've ever seen. And to me, as a professional pilot, I sometimes get a little jaded to, you know, what a special thing it is to even be able to go fly. And so flying these people and then seeing their response is just very contagious to me, you know, and it just made it that much more special for me. So I think, you know, I'm not sure who gets more out of it, them or me, but
yeah, it's beneficial. Right. Well, I mean, that's what's so awesome about how us doing good for other people actually ends up being one of the best things for ourselves in general. That's why when, you know, whenever I'm talking with people that are in a depressed state or a situation where things aren't going well in life, that one of their biggest things that I try to tell them to do is stop looking internally at all of those issues, start sowing into the lives of other people. And then when you do that, what you find is your life begins, your perspective begins to change. You get so much joy and fulfillment out of it. I can see it on your face that that's what it does. It does it to you, but it really does make a difference in the people around you and what you're able to offer.
Share hope with people in need. Use GiveSendGo to fundraise for the people and causes you care about. Whether it's a friend in the hospital or your church's mission trip, make a difference with GiveSendGo today. Visit www.givesendgo.com and start your fundraising journey now.
So that's amazing. I'm going to let everyone know where this campaign URL is so that they can come check you out. So it's givesendgo.com. You guys know that part. And then it's /tributeaviation. And there's a hyphen in between those, but it's Tribute Aviation, the name of the nonprofit. You can come to the campaign page. You can support it by giving. You can send a prayer message, a message of support there as well. You can share the campaign. So all of you that are out there listening and watching this, go to the campaign page, givesendgo.com/tributeaviation with a hyphen there, and read there about the campaign, what Kurt is raising money for, this new nonprofit initiative. I think it's absolutely incredible. You know, many people know I was in the military myself. I was on an aircraft carrier. I actually got to be flown on one time. It was an incredible experience for me, just landing on that aircraft carrier in the middle of the ocean, and have now begun to take some pilot lessons on a small plane myself, and love the thrill of being up in that plane. And it sounds like, and I know the area of the country that you're in, saturated with military members and veterans. So tremendous opportunity to offer what you're offering because there's so many people there that could use it.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, and it's all branches. You know, you got the Coast Guard, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, and the Army all have bases or multiple bases there, so, or here. So yeah, that's
right. So is this something that you've ventured out onto your own? Do you have other people involved with you in it? Is it, what's your steps? Yeah.
So I do have a board of directors.
Okay.
As a nonprofit, but aside from that, you know, I am the primary driver behind everything now. But I do get support from board of directors. There are a number of organizations in the local area that have, you know, tried to get my name out and get and help out and go that direction.
Okay.
Yeah. So
yeah,
it's mostly me right now.
You know, it's amazing how that's how things start and then they grow. I remember with Give, Send, Go, it was myself and just a couple sisters and we did everything. That was the way that it was, you know, you plug away and eventually over time, opportunities continue to arise and growth happens and the vision expands. And so definitely excited about that for you.
Yeah, and I do think that it's a model that's easily scalable. So, you know, the vision is to have a branch or an organization, sister organization, whatever it ends up looking like, but in areas that have high veteran concentrations like Jacksonville, Florida, Austin, or San Antonio, Texas, San Diego, places like that. And you know, just grow it that way.
This is so cool. I think, you know, there is obviously our veterans and our first responders, they need support. We live in such a intense moment in time, and people are walking away from having served, given so much of their lives in these fields, and walking away with a lot of difficulties, a lot of challenges from having served. And we need to support them in as many ways possible. I know that just over the past year, Gifts and Go, we've started our own charity, our own nonprofit branch, which offers grants. We actually have something called the Giver Army where people sign up and they're just generous with donating $5, $10, $20 a month on a recurring basis to be a part of the Giver Army. And they get a couple of benefits. But that money is then just given back to organizations and campaigns like what you're doing. I know that there's probably a ton of opportunity for grants, and that's probably something that you'll expand into. But I would love to see how we could help at the same time with our charity and helping support something like this. So you're raising money right now. You're raising money. The money's going to go towards helping build this organization. I mean, it's what, providing, paying for fuels, paying for costs associated with what you're doing?
Yes. So right now, Tribute Aviation is kind of an events coordinator role. And what I do is I'll buy rides from the museum that owns the airplane and operates it. So right now those funds go towards paying for those rides. And what I do is, I guess I kind of batch process for multiple reasons. I'll try and get 6 to 10 veterans together, mm-hmm. and their families, and then make a day of it, because it's just a beautiful, beautiful place out there at the museum. There's a lot to do. So right. The veteran and their family get into the museum. They get a tour of that. The veteran gets a ride. And then I have a local barbecue place down there, have a lunch out there. And right now I'm, you know, paying for the lunch, hoping that they'll throw in maybe a little bit later.
Okay. Well, what's the, give us a framework. You know, Gifts and Go, having done in this fundraising thing for a while, what we see is that people are motivated by a specific dollar amount goal in something like this, like, hey, $50 pays for a ride, or $100 or $200 pays for a ride for an individual, or whatever that may be in what you're offering. What is that amount? If someone was to say, hey, if I could give a dollar amount for one person to go make this event happen for them, what would you estimate that to be?
Yeah, a flight itself is $175.
Okay.
And then, you know, kind of the other additional costs and stuff for launches and everything. But, you know, I would say $200 would be, you know, a good round number that would cover the majority of, yeah, sending somebody up on a ride.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna pledge right now to give $200 to get somebody a ride. So when we get off this call, I'll be making that donation. I'm going to encourage whoever's watching here now, step up to the plate, make a donation. $200 actually gets to make an impact into somebody that's served and sacrificed so that we get to live in the freedoms that we have and the benefit of living in this amazing country that we do live in. So $200, it's worth it if you have it. Sow into this ministry. So givesandgo.com/tribute-aviation. It's the name of the nonprofit. I'm talking to Kurt, who's the founder of it, offering airplane rides, incredible airplane rides to veterans and first responders. Kurt, are there other ways besides your Gifts and Go page that people can reach out to you, that they can learn about this? Do you have a website? Do you have a social media profile that they can go to?
Yes, of course we do. The website, and I believe there's a link on the Gifts and Go, but it is www.tribute-aviation.com. And also on that webpage, there's a link to the Gifts and Go as well. So,
perfect. So
Right now the social media, and I'm not the best at social media, so that's one of the places I'm trying to get some some help. But I do have a Facebook page. It's Tribute Aviation Facebook page. And then on LinkedIn, there is a Tribute Aviation LinkedIn page as well.
Awesome.
Are you or your church planning a mission trip but need help paying for the flights, materials, or accommodations? Look no further than GiveSendGo. With our easy-to-use platform, you can quickly and effectively raise funds to share the gospel overseas or even in another state. Go to www.givesendgo.com and find out how we can help make your mission trip a reality.
Well, everyone out there, you've just heard a couple of ways that you can come and support Kurt. You can go to his social media pages. You can share. You can link to it. You can let people know about it. Amazing organization. I love people that have taken their experiences, seen the need, and just stepped into it. There's a Bible verse that I always go back to. It says, "Never look down on the day of small beginnings." You got to start somewhere. Like it's just, but you take the step. Like you got to do it. And when people do that, it's like seeing a really heavy person at the gym. I'm like, I love that. They're taking a step to get out and start to try to get healthy. It's an awesome thing to see people just seeing a need and stepping into it. And we need to support those initiatives as often as we can. Love to hear about this happening. It holds something special in my heart as a military veteran myself, as a person that lived down in that area for so long, and also someone who has a passion for flying that's just starting to bubble up inside of me. I've been able to, like I mentioned before, do some of my own pilot lessons over this past year. Kurt, I'd love to stay connected as we move forward, as you move forward with this endeavor. I mention to people often when they're on here that hopefully there will be a moment in the future where this has grown and this has moved forward in its progression, and we get to have you come back on and you can be able to tell us about all the amazing rides that you've been able to gift people with and the outcomes that have come as a result of that. Would love to have you back on that at some point. Any last words that you have for everybody that's listening? Just anything else that you would like to add?
Kind of one thing. One of the ideas that I had, even when I first started this, from the very beginning, was I really wanted a lot of my support to come from from the crowdfunding site like this. So I appreciate your site and specifically your site too, as well, for what it means and stands for. But I wanted that because I wanted the people to be able to feel like they were doing something for the veterans. When you get the blocks of money and everything, which are awesome, you know, from somebody who wants to support you, like a local business or something like that, that's awesome and it's great. But even the $5 or $10 or $20 donations from people that don't have even 200, I hope that they feel that connection to the veteran that they're helping. And so, that means something to me there.
Right. Yeah, no, that's super, super cool, super good insight into this. And obviously continue to share and give that feedback when you are able to fly with somebody. Let people know. People love seeing the money that they've put to, actually, even if it's only $5 or $10, that it actually, hey, I was able to go out and fly with this person today and see that happen. So continue to share those testimonies. That's fantastic. We love that you're using GiveSendGo. We've seen GiveSendGo on this amazing journey. It's because people like you that are standing with us in this journey of, we say we're not the alternative platform, we're the replacement platform. we're replacing the other platforms because we believe in hope, we believe in truth, and we believe in freedom, like fundamental tenets to who we are. And we're going to allow that to continue to happen on our site. So thank you so much for using GiveSendGo.
And I think that the people who do give can feel safe that their money is actually going to where they sent it and it's not being stolen or moved off. It's going to help out. So, yeah.
That's right. Yeah. No, we definitely thank you. Thank you for that. And Kurt, it was great to meet you. Hopefully we'll be able to have you on again in the future. I'm going to get off here and make my $200 donation. I want to see a veteran have a ride. And I encourage anyone else that's listening, if you can't do 200, do what you can. That's all we can ask you to do, is do what you can to make a difference in someone else's life. And you will be amazed at how it comes back to change your life in the process. So thanks so much, everybody, for tuning in today to our Shine Brightly podcast. Look forward to seeing you next time. With that, I'll say goodbye. Have a great day, everyone. Yeah.